Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today in the studio, I have the fabulous Julie Albus Jones, who holds diplomas in clinical aesthetics and is also a graduate of the College of Massage and Physical Therapists of Ontario. Julie is the owner of Essence Therapeutics and, with over 30 years of experience, is an incredible source of knowledge and wisdom in all things related to skin, the gut, and menopause. We are so lucky to have you here, Julie. Welcome. Can you start with a brief summary of who you are, what you do, and why you do it before we move on to the core of the matter?
Yes, thank you actually for having me on your podcast today. So who am I? Well, as you just said, I am Julie Albers Jones. I'm Canadian. I live in the Netherlands. I'm a mom to a lovely 19-year-old daughter, married to a Dutch man. And I've had my own business in the health, beauty, and wellness sector for more than 30 years, both in Canada and here in the Netherlands. So as you said, I trained as a physical therapist and skin therapist, and I now co-run a practice in The Hague.
And why do you do this?
So that's a really good question. From a young age, I have always been really interested in the health aspect. My dad passed away, but he was a Canadian boxing champion. Oh. And I was a competitive figure skater for most of my young life. So, you know, growing up, health was just important in my family. And as I grew older, I was just always interested in helping people and helping people feel better and look better about themselves. So I think organically, my work just kind of found me.
Right. That's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Well, so guess what we're going to talk about then today? We are going to talk about our skin, that incredible largest organ of ours, which too often is ignored. And which reflects what is going on in the inside.
So, absolutely.
Right. And aging we will, whether we want to or not, and mm-hmm. we cannot control mm-hmm. it all. And personally, I'm quite glad I don't look like a 20-year-old. I mean, I've earned these wrinkles. They give me my credibility
absolutely.
As well.
You know, that part of our body, yeah.
However, it doesn't mean that I need to look like death warmed up. So my question to you was, Julie, you know, how can we age with grace and with health? I love the word you've mentioned, health, a few times already. It's that healthy glow we want to maintain, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, what you said a moment ago is just spot on, and that is the skin is our largest organ. Everything that goes on inside of our bodies is going to have a reflection on the outside. So here we are, you know, we're in menopause, and a lot of women notice so many changes going on their skin, not just inside their body, but, you know, we're talking about skin today. But in order to understand what's happening to our skin in menopause, we actually have to understand that there are stages of menopause. It's not like no menopause. We go through, in fact, a period for the average woman, menopause is 10 years.
So right.
Today, yeah, I mean, it's a long time,
a long time.
A lot of things happen to us in that time. So what I'd like to talk about today are sort of the two main stages we call perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. So a lot is happening in these two stages. So let's look at perimenopause for a moment. So perimenopause is a time, usually it hits a woman in their mid-40s. And it can last up to the beginning 50s, sometimes mid-50s, but generally speaking, mid-40s is when women start really noticing something's happening to my body. Now, of course, if something's happening in your body, you're going to see it reflected on your skin. And so the perimenopausal stage of skin issue usually manifests as, you know, premature wrinkles, the skin sensitivities starting to happen. Women start noticing, my skin is just not, you know, the same as it used to be. And there's something interesting about perimenopause that we have to differentiate between menopause. And that is, in the perimenopause, we still are producing estrogen.
Okay.
We're not maybe producing as much estrogen, but we are still producing, which means most women are still menstruating during this time. But in this period, our estrogen and progesterone are really out of balance. For some women, it means that they are constantly having periods and they can't escape it.
Right.
And their skin is maybe super hypersensitive. They develop rosacea. They develop, skin sensitivities.
Yeah.
It just changes. And then there's some women that go really quickly into perimenopause where the estrogen declines, and then they really notice their skin starting to age. As a skin therapist, what I see a lot in my practice in this time is also this kind of phenomenon. It's called menopause acne. And so women are like, what? Wait, I didn't even have pimples when I was a teenager. Why am I having this now? And it's because as estrogen declines, progesterone levels are out of balance. The androgens, these testosterone hormones that we have, but because of our female hormones being out of balance, the androgens, the testosterone, it pumps more oil, it pumps more sebum in the skin, and suddenly you might have never had a pimple and you start breaking out. Interestingly, a lot of women that are on the birth control pill still at this time, the IUD birth control pills, they can develop these kind of cystic-like pimples on their chin area. Usually it's the chin area, that's our hormonal zone in our skin. So usually a client presents themselves to me, it's like, I just say, listen, you're not doing anything wrong per se. It's just that we have to look deeper what's going on in your hormone life. So as we kind of progress through that perimenopause and we reach sort of our early 50s to mid 50s, then we transition through to a period called menopause. Now, technically speaking, menopause refers to the time where you have not had your period for 12 months. So, and this is so important because a lot of women, they're like, oh, you know, I haven't had my period for 9 or 10 months. I'm post-menopause, it's over. They get their period. And if you get a period within the 12 months, you have to start from zero. Actually, I mean, this is a bit of a side note from skin, but I had a client that was 49, had not had a period in 10 months, went on a holiday with her husband to Singapore. Oops, guess what happened? Child number 4 was on its way. So I always say, always be careful.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But so unless it's 12 months, it can still happen again.
12 months.
I mean, so I'm 54 and I took my IUD out and lo and behold, periods were back. So we quickly put it back in again.
Yes. So, and that's interesting because a lot of women in their late 40s, early 50s opt for the IUD. But that, if you don't have skin problems, that's great. But it's not uncommon for women to really develop these kind of cystic like. So yeah, there's all these sort of things happening. So we have to remember that, especially through the menopause, you know, over 50, one thing is really clear, and that is we need estrogen. Our skin is full of estrogen receptors. So as we decline in our estrogen, this is where we see it on the face. And that's why some women, they reach that menopause, post-menopause, and they're like, wow, what's happening to my skin? I just feel like I've aged overnight.
Right, right.
And again, it's not strange because as the estrogen declines, and by the time you do stop menstruating, chances are you will really see, sometimes within a span of a few months, you can really see your skin start to age really quickly.
That's
really important to know that we'll get into that in a sec, like tips and things, because there are lots of things that you can do at home. There's a lot of things in your diet, lifestyle, habits, you know, we need to introduce or to break. So it's really important to know that we can do many things. But going back to a point that you made earlier, which I think is so important, and this is, we are aging.
Yeah.
And we have to change this dialogue in our head that a 50-year-old woman has to look like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And I just say this to my clients all the time. We have to embrace this beauty that we are, who we are in this period.
Yeah.
And we have this wisdom, and there is nothing wrong with like little laugh lines or little wrinkles. Of course, we have to keep our skin healthy. It's an organ.
Yeah.
That's something that I find really, really important, that it's not about running to the plastic surgeon. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's a personal choice. I have a lot of clients that say, well, Julie, what's your opinion on Botox and fillers? And I say, personally, I don't believe in them. I think they are, you know, we just don't have enough long-term data on denatured botulism in our body. And one of the things, especially post-menopause, is we need a healthy liver.
Right.
We need healthy adrenals, because after our ovaries stop producing the estrogen, our liver, our, you know, our adrenals, the fatty tissue in our body, it is actually what is needed to make estrogen.
Okay.
So we have to make sure that we keep the liver healthy. And I just feel personally, it's just my personal opinion, that when we put things in our body that have an effect or can have an effect on our long-term liver health, this is always something we have to be a bit careful.
Fascinating that I didn't know that the liver had had such a, I mean, to be honest, I'm still blown away. I mean, for the audience out there, I actually know Julie because I used to go to her for skincare. And I mean, it used to be always mind-blowing because I'd come out and I looked as if I'd had a facelift. And it didn't just last a day. It lasts, you know, quite a while, actually. I mean, my skin was obviously happy and grateful, and there was a lovely glow, but even the wrinkles seemed to have, you know, I mean, you, most of you know me, and I've lived a lot in Africa, and I do love the sun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a marked face, let's say, but that is why. And I've never considered Botox or whatsoever, because I have a very expressive face, and I do laugh all the time, so I'm sure that it wouldn't.
And that's another thing. You lose your expression. So
yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's it. I don't want that. I don't want to look like some sort of robot. But yeah, I am sure there are days when I look at myself in the mirror, and I think, oh, gosh, I look at photos and I think, oh, dear. But however, I'm looking at you. Okay, the rest of you out there cannot actually see Julie. And I mean, Julie's skin looks like a 20-year-old skin. I mean, she's glowing. I mean, you don't have deep wrinkles like I do or anything. I mean, you just look so healthy. So you're going to have to share some of those secrets with us.
We are going to get into some really good tips.
But what I find awesome is that you do skin, you know, so I'm used to, you know, you go to places and they do your skin. However, you know so much about the inside. And I'm sure that most people, you know, aestheticians or who do skincare, I mean, they can't possibly know everything that you know. I mean, you work on the outside, but you inspire on the inside these people,
well,
right?
Yeah. You know, my motto, my business motto is beauty begins inside. And so that actually brings me sometimes to a point where I'm like, I do have some clients that say, well, you know, Julie, listen, I smoke, or yeah, I like drinking Coca-Cola. And I'll say, listen, I can treat you, but we have to look at our bodies, what goes on inside is. And look, this does not mean that I never, you know, imbibe. It doesn't mean that I don't eat a piece of cheesecake. Of course I do. It's just having an awareness like, hey, wait a second. And as we get older, I mean, you can feel it sometimes where you think, oh gosh, like after 50, doesn't matter how much you exercise, how healthy you are, you feel that there's something different. And that is what you embrace, but you just try to find ways to keep yourself healthy.
And knowing that you have to change. I mean, I think my thing was, well, I've always eaten healthier, always done a lot of sport, and suddenly I'm putting on weight. And at first I'm saying, no, let's just keep doing what I've always done, harder and stronger, and it's not working. So we have to accept that there are changes, right?
And it's not healthy to do that, because this is something that makes many women happy when I tell them this. When we go through menopause, and when we're post-menopause, meaning we haven't had our period, it's actually okay to have a little bit of what we call fat on our body, because this is where estrogen is manufactured, metabolized. So the less, exercise and weight training, these are all really important things for women to do in menopause, because that helps our cardiovascular, that helps our bone health, that decreases osteoporosis. So this is all important, but don't be afraid, especially to have really good healthy fats in our diet. Yeah. We'll get into that tip, because that's part of the whole diet tip thing that I think.
Okay, so we're going to need to separate both then. So tips, et cetera, for perimenopause and for menopause, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, since I'm interviewing and I'm allowed to go first, let's then consider that since I still do have periods, that I'm in perimenopause. What tips would you have?
Well, one of my top tips, let's look at diet first, because I have sort of a subdivided. I have diet tips.
Okay.
I have skincare routine tips, and I have habit tips, because these are things that are just, you know, you can't really put them all in one. So I will sort of divide the tip part into, we have a diet tip, we have skincare tips, and we have habit tips, because these are three things that are hard to, you know, combine, and they're just really specific tips. And it's good if we sort of subdivide them, because then it's easier to follow. So one of my top faves, one of my top tips for diet tips, is introducing omega oils into your diet. omega oils, they can be found in like fish oils, like krill oil. It can be flax, like flax oil, flax seeds, chia seeds. My personal favorite is omega-7. And omega-7 is a menopausal woman's best friend. This comes from the sea buckthorn berry. Omega-7 is different from the other omega oils in that the omega oil 7 works on our mucosa. So our nose, our eyes, and the vagina. So okay. I need to talk about the vagina right now because menopause changes the woman's, our vagina. The flora in our vagina changes. Often women in, especially like post-menopause, estrogen decline, they start complaining of vaginal dryness, or we call it a vaginal atrophy. This can lead to like bladder infections, yeast infections. Simply just introducing this omega-7 can really go a long way to help the skin. It also helps our facial skin as well. It's anti-inflammatory, and it really boosts the fibroblasts, the collagen, the baby collagen in the skin. And that's something you notice immediately, the difference on the skin.
This is a supplement we buy, right? It's not something that we can just element. No, okay.
You can buy it. And in fact, there's a product I personally use. It's called Membrasin. You can buy it at Holland & Barrett, most good health food stores.
Okay.
And so the second one is fermented foods. For many people that know me personally, they know I'm a bit of a fermented foodie person. So why? Probiotics. Found in a probiotic supplement or fermented foods, they help to improve our digestive tract and they bring vital nutrients to our digestion. They lower inflammation. You know, most aging is caused by inflammation. So what we want to do is it can be the liver, it can be the kidneys, it can be heart, inflammation, anything in our body on a cellular level that has inflammation, then it is creating a diseased state. So for somebody that has, for example, maybe they have liver inflammation, that can go on and develop into liver. So what we want to do from a skin point of view, we always want to be mindful. What are we eating? What are we doing in our life that increases inflammation?
Right.
And how can we introduce foods into our diet or supplements, nutrients that will kind of lower the inflammation? And this has a direct immediate effect on our skin. There's one really important thing about diet, and most women are like, what, when they hear this. It's hard to cut sugar out of our diet completely. But again, when we're in menopause, be really mindful of how much sugar you have in your diet. Why? Because sugar is an inflammatory, and it creates a condition in our skin called glycation. So glycation is basically when the sugar binds to the proteins in our collagen. And this kind of combustion creates these free radicals in our skin that in fact destroys our collagen fibers. So if you've ever seen somebody that has a really unhealthy diet, a lot of simple, you know, like a simple carbohydrate, lots of sugar, they just age faster.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, a poor diet shows up on our skin. And this process of glycation is something that really ages us actually 7 times faster. So be really mindful. Again, not that you can't eat something, but be aware. And also maybe switch to sort of maybe like an organic stevia or some other form of like a healthier sugar substitute.
Like maple syrup sort of thing.
Yeah, maple syrup, monk fruit. These are all sugars that taste sweet, but they have what we call a low glycemic index, and that will have a much better result off, you know, just for healthy skin. And I mean, most women know this, so I'm not going to just spend a lot of time on it, but let's just, you know, you have to bring a lot of fruits, vegetables, anything alkalizing, especially fruits and vegetables high in water. We want to stay hydrated in this period of our lives, because that's really the most important. We want to bring the water level up.
Yep.
And we want to, you know, bring the inflammation down. So keep an eye on how much alcohol and coffee and also caffeinated tea. These three things are all diuretics, and they are, you know, they're acidic on our body. So we just want to be careful. I mean, you can feel after you've gone out and had a few gin and tonics,
I actually feel I cope a lot less well with age. Fermented food you were talking about before. Mm-hmm. So are we talking about buying things like kefir and,
Yeah, we can do fermented food.
Let's do that one as a separate one.
Because it's something that's so easy. And then if you don't want to make your own kefir, you don't want to make your own, you know, sauerkraut, you just go to the Eco Plaza or in a health food store, wherever you're listening. The fermented food industry is booming at the moment. And it's because our skin and our bodies require these trillions of good bacteria. When we have good bacteria in our gut and on our skin, it can push away and crowd out all the bad bacteria that cause acne, breakouts, all kinds of problems.
And it just boosts our immune system as well, doesn't it? Because obviously then the gut is healthier.
It's an immune builder.
But we will park that one for another time. But we mustn't be too long because we want to cover the menopause.
When we look at the menopause and what we need to do with our skin, I mean, essentially all of these tips, they work for the perimenopause.
So there's nothing radical we need to change compared to the omegas and the obviously hydration and the fermentation.
I think we have to look at, in fact, not so much what we give, it's like what we don't do. I mean, like I just touched on, alcohol and coffee. These are two things really are through the menopause, where we're post-menopause. These really affect our liver. And so as you said earlier, when I drink, I just can't drink the same. This is a really common thing. Our liver changes. So we have to be mindful of what foods that we eat and what we don't do. So no, we can't go and drink 3 cups of coffee every day now and not have an effect on our skin. We can't. I do want to touch on one quick thing about the post-menopause, which is where the omegas come in handy. There is a condition called formication. This happens to a lot of women in menopause, but weirdly enough, it's not a commonly discussed topic for menopause, and it's a skin condition. And it's basically it's called formication, and it's where a woman gets a global itching. It's where they just itch all over their body. It can actually feel like there's all these little bugs on their skin. It's just, it's a really debilitating condition.
Awesome.
It is. And it's caused by cortisol levels being too high and estrogen levels being really low. So for our listeners, if there's women that are suffering with this condition, generally, if you go to the doctor, they'll just say, well, take a antihistamine or something, but it is caused by a lack of estrogen. And one of the things that I really suggest, and this is actually really great through the whole post-menopause, just get in the habit of dry brushing your skin. You go to the store, you buy a dry brush. You usually see it where the shower gels and that are. They're super cheap. You don't need an expensive one. And just get in the habit of dry brushing, because dry brushing really helps to stimulate new cells. It helps to stimulate the natural oils in the skin. And it's very healing if you have this itchiness that's all over. But it's a great way to kind of prime your skin before you put a moisturizer on.
Feet up, right? If I remember well, because I remember you telling me this. I bought a dry brush and I love it. I mean, first of all, I just love the feeling. I don't have the itchiness, but it just, first of all, I'm connecting with myself and it just feels that I'm ridding myself of almost dead skin. I mean, that's not what I'm doing it for, but it feels like that. And it's just so revigorating. But it's from the feet upwards, right?
Yeah.
Start from the feet. And how long are you supposed to really brush for it to have an effect?
Listen, I mean, I always say if you can do anything in your daily life, so generally start from the feet up, always work towards the heart, work from the fingertips back into the heart. So if you can do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, there's mornings, especially in this time of year in the autumn period where it gets dark and it's like, you don't have that natural sunlight. You can do it anytime. And it just, you can feel energy in your body
totally
after
agree.
Doing it.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it's really, it's a great little skin tip for everybody. It doesn't even have to be for menopause. I actually recommend it a lot just for immunity building.
Okay.
So that's a great tip. Keep the colds away. So what we can do maybe is just kind of like progress now into the skincare routine, because I think a lot of people are like, what can I do at home?
Yeah.
So by the time we reach perimenopause, so remember that happens generally around mid-40s, at this period, we really do have to kind of upgrade our skin products. The products that we used in our 20s and our 30s, it just doesn't work. And it's because of two things. A, our skin is estrogen receptive, so it needs stronger products. that maybe were too strong for our skin when we were younger. And as we age, the cell renewal slows down. If you ever see little children, they have this super smooth skin and they repair quickly if they scrape their knee. We don't have that in our mid-40s and over. This whole cell renewal system really slows down, which means that, you know, our skin cells kind of really sit on our skin and they just don't rejuvenate as quickly. So there's some sort of key ingredients I say to my clients, always look for in a good product. Always look for like hyaluronic acid-based products. So hyaluronic acid is found in plants as well as humans. And it's kind of the building block of the joints. It helps to keep joints smooth and it helps to absorb and retain water, sometimes up to 500 times its normal capacity. So usually when you bring a hyaluronic acid product into your routine, you do notice a difference. It just looks fresher, it looks more hydrated, and you get kind of a nice glow. The other thing is look for plant-based peptides. Those are found in a lot of very good products these days. Plant stem cells, they're really promising. They really help to stimulate the fibroblasts in the skin that are like baby collagen cells. Coenzyme 10. Coenzyme 10 is a really amazing supplement that you can take internally as well. This is for heart repair and it's for cellular repair as well. If you look at a lot of, you know, good products, but this does not mean you have to spend a fortune, not at all. In fact, no, but look for some like of these ingredients that I was mentioning, because these are really helpful to, you know, upgrade your skin system a little bit. The other thing is make sure that you wash your face every night. If you don't give your skin a good cleaning, you age 7 times faster.
So by wash, we're talking about soap and water, but not soap, clean it with the...
A good cleanser. So again, depending on your skin, if you're in perimenopause and you're breaking out, you still might need kind of like a soap-free cleaner that really cleans well. But maybe if you're sort of post-menopause, if you're sort of 50, if you've stopped menstruating and you notice your skin is aging, then you want to just opt for more of a nourishing type of cleansing milk, a cleansing oil, a cleansing balm, that's something that doesn't strip your skin. Don't ever wash your face in the shower. That's just no. When you're in the shower, it's very steamy and it dehydrates your skin. So always make sure that you do your cleaning outside of the shower. And this is another little motto of mine in my practice. And I always say to my clients, remember, what you take off of your skin, it's more important what you take and what you put on your skin. You do not need to go and spend a fortune on products. What you need to do is invest in a good enzyme. Enzyme peeling, exfoliation, is the key to youthful skin. You can put the most expensive product on your skin and your skin can still look there. Yeah. The key is to get all of these dead cells off. In fact, a lot of people say, well, Julie, you have great skin. And I'm like, because I live to exfoliate. I mean, I spend way more time on my skin removing dead cells. And I have clients that come in and say, oh, I just, you know, I'm buying this high-end like product and I don't understand. And it's like, well, if you go for a skincare line and they don't spend as much investment in their exfoliation products, their enzyme peeling, as they do their cream, walk away, because it's just a company that wants to make money.
I agree. I mean, we're not doing advertising or anything here, but do you still use the Yonca products that you
use? Yes, I do. And I have a couple different products that I work with in my practice and love Yonca. I mean, I've worked with it for 35 years and I love it because it's a responsible product. It's almost all vegan. It's all vegetarian. It's sustainably farmed. I mean, it's just, they have a whole concept. It's not just their product line. And plus it's been around for almost 70 years. So the last skincare routine tip I want to give, and most, again, women are like, really check out your packaging. If you are buying products in jars that are open, at the point of purchase, a company can say whatever they want and they can get away with it because it's true. The minute you buy a product and it's in a jar, you open it. Every day you open it, you lose any what we call bioavailability of a product. After 10 days, you have nothing left. You can just use whatever. And that is such a waste of money. It's full of bacteria. You know, it's like if you imagine every day you're opening up a jar of cream, it's full of bacteria at a certain moment. So I always say opt for products that come in tubes. If you find a jar product, Bixdurit has a seal on the top where it just will dispense whatever product you need. But don't ever spend your money, or I should say waste your money, on open jar products.
What an incredible tip.
It's the biggest beauty scam. It's the cheapest way for companies to manufacture and package products. At the point of a purchase, by law, they are allowed to say it has this availability because it's closed. But when you take it home and you open it every day, at a certain moment, it gets oxidized, bacteria gets in. And if you're using some of the products, like the ingredients that I listed above, they can't even take being exposed to the air. So, and you know, if you look at a lot of high-end products, they come in jars.
Yeah.
It's the biggest beauty scam.
Julie, I mean, I could speak for days. And I mean, I mean, for people in The Hague, please just go to Julie if you want to talk about your skin or have that glow or have her remove all these skin bits, etc. But for the rest of us out there and the people who are the other side of the world, please write a book, Julie.
Well, I have this Instagram page. It's called happy_menopause.
So
happy
right. Menopause. Okay. Let's share those links now.
They can contact me through Happy Menopause. And if they have questions or just want to make contact, they can always DM me and happy to, you know, get back to them.
Right. Well, I'm going to make sure all of that information will be on the information around this episode. Julie,
perfect.
I mean, it is absolutely fascinating talking to you. It's incredible. And thank you for having shared
You're
things
very,
which are
very,
very practical.
Welcome. Yeah, I hope your listeners take away something from this podcast. And, you know, main thing is also embrace your beauty in menopause. It's not about, like, you know, looking, as you say, 20. It's just embracing that part of you, wrinkles and all.
Wrinkles and all, Julie, famous for last words. Thank you very, very much, Julie. Now, indeed, as she has just said, the ball is in your court now. So what have you learned? Thank you, first of all, for the information
welcome.
Side. I think already, you know, understanding what's happening to our body with these various stages is already enlightening in itself. And what I've got more than anything else out of this is a feeling of empowerment, is that yes, we are aging. Mm. Yes, we should embrace it, but there are very simple things that we can do. Our diet and the importance of the omega, in particular omega 7, hydration, fermented food, you know, being careful with coffee and alcohol because it's dehydrating and also acidic, be mindful of our liver. Dry brushing is such a glorious feeling, and it costs nothing indeed to get those brushes.
True.
Skincare, I've heard you talk about the importance of the high hyaluronic whatever acid.
Yes, it's a tongue twister.
Exactly, the plant-based peptides, coenzyme, the importance of cleaning, and that it's more important what you take off than what you put on. And so the peeling as well. And that last tip about your products, choose products which are in pumps or in tubes, but not the open pots.
Yeah, people today are just very busy with the sustainability, the company, the branding. Okay, all important. But do be careful of what your product is.
Thank you, Julie, for the listeners
You're so
out there.
Welcome.
Take care and see you again this time next week.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.